Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, nigga. Let's get this fucking money.
This is the fucking weed report on the street right here. You get it first and foremost. Isn't that funny? You just tell all air all our fucking dirty laundry on here. You know, like, no shame to the game,
right? Teaching them, don't even trip. And then it's
funny, dirty underwear game on here.
I remember when I was little. I'm even gonna bring a picture to show you guys. I remember when I was little, pictures. My uncle and I would go visit my uncle. Back in the days, how they would do the terpenes and the whole thing in the process, they would actually get like the plant. Dip it in real, real cold ice. And back in like old school Mexican, where like from the
that rancho
shit. Yeah, and then they would fucking put it like in a little shit, like they're looking for gold, and all the turquoise and all that would fall on the thing and all that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like, damn. So, and now that I learned all that right here at work and everything, I'm like, god damn, you know, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's how they get all the trichomes and the hash off.
Exactly, already knew, yeah, bro. Yeah,
that's the fucking tried and true best way, yeah. I would say, as far as that goes. Yeah. I mean, it's pure. It's natural.
Mm. Beautiful.
It's already got water in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's freezing. I remember it would be like buckets of ice and shit. Like,
yep.
Damn, yep. I was like, fuck. So that's pretty cool and shit. I've always
thought. These dry ice too, huh? I've heard that before too.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've heard that as well. We don't know that much. We all in the industry, but we don't know that.
Like I said, we're learning.
These dark mysteries and secrets.
Everybody's learning together. You know, like we all can learn together. You know what I mean? That's how
that's
it
right.
is.
And you there's know, always something to learn because exactly. they're always doing new research. Exactly. They're always doing new shit.
They're always messing around with marijuana. They're always playing with it. They're always doing something with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. Now they just Now they got a THC pill coming.
They've
out.
They've always had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, pure THC, a fucking
Marinol.
Yep. Boom. 100.
It was synthetic.
100 milligrams.
They give it to cancer patients and people who have HIV and stuff like
See?
That.
See, now we're going
to
get them over the counter. We go and get 100 milligrams fucking pill and pop it and be high. Yeah, we're going to have them pretty soon. I'm telling you, those are going to be the new thing. Hey, are we going to be popping pills anymore instead of smoking
it? No, they're going to drink it next. Yeah. That's going to be the next big one.
It's good. Well, the Canaline is really good. Shout out to Canaline. Canaline is really good. Yeah. I like drinking it, you know what I mean? You know, I'm going to try the pills. You know, the pills might be a cool little way of getting
pills
high.
Might be you're going to quit smoking is what you're telling me over here.
I was already an ex-pill popper, so I don't want to go back to that either.
Lord. See what he smokes? See, this is his thing. When he takes dabs and he's got the fucking torch and shit, he feels like he's smoking crack. Now he's going to be taking pills. This takes him back to the days when he used to be a pill popper.
Yeah, he has a flashback.
Something for everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's
an all-around kind of whore. Exactly. That's what I say.
That's right, homie. I did it all. That's
why I love her
I can't
so
fuck
much,
around
though.
With none of that. She just stick to weed and that's it, homie. You know what I mean? Popping pills to get high.
But see, that like you just said, bro, no matter what, they can always create a new thing, but the OG way is always going to have its fans.
There it
you
is.
You know what I mean?
Here
at
that's
the end
we are
of the day.
Yep, flower.
Like, social-wise, like, this is the best thing. Who the fuck is just going to want to sit there and just pop a pill and just chill?
Right.
I mean, exactly. They do that already, but I don't do that.
No, I don't
like,
do
I
that.
Never understood that shit.
I don't.
Nah, bro.
It's funny because I used to fuck with pills. Like, when I was young, we would do pills like when we were doing a bunch of blow and shit to come down. That's
right.
How when we would do them, you know?
Fair enough.
Oh, see, no,
but then, I don't know, sometime like in the mid to late 90s, pills went from one, how they were made, they put something different in there nowadays. This shit's not like it used to be. Used to be you get fucked up one way and that was it. Now you get fucked up, you're paranoid, all sorts of fucked up. I don't like that shit.
Nah, see, the only times I use pills was for, you know, sexual fun and stuff like that.
God damn, fucking you
know,
hear this motherfucker
ecstasy,
over here.
You know, all those, you know.
Ecstasy. You know. We used to take ecstasy when it was the big wafers.
Those were the best.
Do y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Or the Rochas. Remember the Rochas?
I'm so goddamn old, you motherfuckers don't even know what I'm talking about.
Tell us.
So originally, the original ecstasy, the original Mollies were about that big.
Wow, okay.
They were like those communion fucking wafers.
Yeah, right. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And oh, okay.
Fucking they had,
I've heard
like,
of that
were,
shit, but yeah, that
white,
shit is
but
old,
they had chips in them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They had the fucking little, it was fucking heroin.
Wow.
I wasn't
opium
born when that happened. When they were doing
we
it.
No?
We weren't born.
God damn.
We'll spark it up and we'll believe you.
Fucking bastard. I'm going to motherfucker you choke on this smoke, you son of a bitch.
Nah, hell yeah. No, yeah, like I said, man, pills were crazy back in the days. Even now, then, pills are all crazy.
It's different,
you know
though,
mean?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, everything's different now.
Hey,
you know?
Do you know how to say that? I just learned the other day.
I'm going to say go first.
Bent.
Yeah, you're right. Well, how would you say it?
Binsky?
I would always say Binsky, too.
But no.
The Binsky. It's Binsk.
Oh, okay. The E is yeah. silent or nothing.
Yeah. No. If it's Binsky, it would have another E on the end of it.
The E silent.
Yeah. Maybe it is. I don't know. Anything's possible. No, I was there's like an ad thing on, I saw it on Instagram the other day, and they were telling how to fucking pronounce it.
Right.
But it didn't have any sound to it, which I thought was cool because they were showing like how it would be spelled if it was this or that.
Okay.
He can't read anyway, so it I got ADD matter,
and then whatever. And you can't spell, huh?
This is where the pictures are for him. He gets the fucking flamingo. he can relate to pictures.
That's all I can look at is pictures.
It's like cave people.
Hey, so.
Talking about cave people.
So how long have y'all been in the industry? Like about 2 years plus, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. About 2 years plus. No, but we're in. No. Yeah. I started in 2000.
The same year we did, right?
Yep.
I did, right? 19. Yeah, I was 2019.
Were you 19 or 18 with me? You were with me.
In 18 then, huh?
Yeah, 18.
The end
of 18.
Yeah, that's right. 2018. See, I'm high as good shit. 2018. Yep.
He's the best. That's right. You know? You see now? It's coming together, huh?
So with the... So with how long y'all been in the industry? Like
legally or illegally? Because remember that's what I was saying, like before. But...
Well, both. Well, both. Since y'all been like alive that fucking long. No, just playing.
No, well, back in the day.
What was the craziest thing that you've seen through this whole transformation into
from illegal to legal?
Yeah, legal to legal.
Between gunfights.
I kind
of. What's your best memory, both bad and good?
Oh, that's fucking. I mean, if you're wanting to go back.
Well, I used to sell weed all since I was like in high school. So, like I said, we used to sell weed all the time, nickels, and you know. So, the best thing
to support the habit.
Support the habit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would get drugs and then trade them for different drugs. When I was young, that's how I did things. That was what I was taught.
Yeah.
Because everybody is always wanting something. And if you could get like mushrooms or acid, or I had a real good friend that would get vial acid. They would dip it and drop it in sugar cubes. Fuck.
Yeah.
Sometimes he would be fucked up and he would be like, oh, sorry. And it'd be like 10 fucking drops in there. And you would just trip your fucking ass off. It was crazy shit like that. We had a lot of fun back in those days. But now,
was,
you know, I mean.
That was wild.
Yeah fucking in Texas. I mean, I lived in a small town. This is, you didn't have shit else to do.
True.
You
know? Fair enough.
That's how you had to fucking be. And I went to the junior college where I grew up. And there wasn't a whole hell of a lot to do. But like I said, I had a buddy that his brother lived in fucking Detroit or some shit.
Forever for that one. So here's ours.
I'll hold on to it. Yeah. Fuck you again. Make it goddamn fun.
Hey, can we smoke with you, Eddie?
See, I just hold on to that.
Can we smoke with you, Eddie? I got you. Born over here, homie.
Fuck both of y'all. Fuck both of y'all.
That's us right there. I mean, don't you call that to that, but hold on to this one, buddy. Don't even cheer. I want to smoke with you, too.
I'll pass it around, goddamn it. You just got to get on to me every now and again.
I forgot to warn him about it.
Yeah, you got to tell him how I am. You got to let these people know. They'll see it eventually and figure it out.
No, hell yeah. My whole crazy thing was the whole transition, like you say, how like before back in the day we used to sell weed, like don't get me wrong, like all the hood people selling, you know what I mean? Like like all the like the cartels and all that, they don't even mess around with weed no more. It's like back in the day with the whole Capone and how he did with the liquor, you know what I mean? Like don't get me wrong, people are gonna argue, they're still your weed, but like damn, like. It's not the Mexican one coming over no more. I'll tell you that one coming over no more. They moved up to the bigger one now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's crazy.
I had a couple of really good connects in Austin.
Okay.
For like what we would consider dirt weed.
Mexican
brick
weed. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
My good stuff.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. My neck of the woods. Yeah.
Your neck of the woods.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. Okay.
So fucking, we were always smoking that.
Yeah.
Till probably about, I would say 2007, it was getting to a point where you couldn't find that shit no more. It was easier to find shit like this, homegrown shit, and they were fucking growing everywhere out there in those little fucking fields in Austin. You'd be driving down the street in the back roads, because I kind of lived out in the country, right, and you would just smell fucking weed. If the wind was blowing a certain way, you could smell where the fields were. All you had to do is just walk out in those fucking fields, and you could find it. Shit was growing out there. People, they would find houses all the time filled with fucking
weed.
Just home-growing hydroponic systems that they set up in their fucking whole entire house.
God, that's crazy.
They'd rent houses just to fucking grow weed in out in the country. Who the fuck's going to be out there, you know? Unless the fucking sheriff gets fucking wise.
Right.
The flying piglets. That's the ones who fuck it up for everybody. You know what I mean?
The oinks, oinks.
The oinkers.
What about you? How would you think about the whole thing? See, look, he ended up with two. Fuck, you're supposed to pass one back to me.
Ha ha. You'll learn.
Hell yeah.
I try to play, but I'll end up holding on to everything. That's how it is. I got the sticky fingers like that. What are you going to do?
Nah, I mean, that's why we love you, Dr. Evil. But yeah, so yeah, that's what I think. But not, but yeah, how long you been smoking weed? And you were young too, right?
Nah, to be honest, my family, they're all from the hood, from my dad's side, my mom's side. A lot of them are too, but that's the only way that we was around me. But my upbringing, I thought NFL was the way for me to get out of my problems. Okay. So
that was
everything was football. Yeah, that was supposed to be my future. Like,
that's cool.
My uncle played for the San Fran 49ers.
Nice.
Yeah, 16 years, wow. 4 Super Bowl rings. Yeah, Jesse Sapota number 16.
I seen one of them in real life once. Them motherfuckers are big.
Fat, bro. Like, I would wear them motherfuckers and they'd be like fucking, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Big as shit. Like, my uncle had big ass hands.
Knock somebody out with one of those motherfuckers. They're thick. That's a solid ass fucking ring. That's badass.
Yeah. So, for me, like, I thought people that smoke weed was retarded.
Okay.
Like you dumb.
Fuck.
Like you fucking up, because that was the mentality of that what they instilled in athletes at the time. You know what I'm saying?
But the DARE program.
But at the time, I was drinking a fifth like every other day in high school. I had
that's what
see,
and that's you know why that is, because they fucking made alcohol look cool on TV to you.
Well, they implant that from little, because you know, I don't know if it's like you say, but it's like a maybe. I don't want to say like a race thing, because, you know, growing up, us, you know, as Mexicans, you know, Mexicans, our parents, are, you know, they hate that.
Drink, bro. Y'all can drink like a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, we could drink, but they don't like the smoking. I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? So, but they could
drink.
The smoke
was always bad.
Smoke is always bad. Oh, man, but
it's also religion, too, you know? Y'all strong Catholics.
Yep, so that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, like, weed was always bad, but then you say, like, and we say, you know,
on Sunday, you repent.
I used to sell weed to make money. So you used to sell it to get more weed. See, I used to sell it to make
money.
Well,
no, it was
money.
To get other drugs.
Oh, yeah, that's right, to get other drugs. See, I would sell it to get money, buy myself shoes, look nice for the ladies, you know, all that stuff.
No. Those things weren't important.
Yeah.
Nah, see, my high school, see, that's what I wanted. And then, like I said, I went to the homie. We went to the game. We went another route, you know what I'm saying?
You know, and I mean, don't get me wrong. There were people like that in my school. But to me, that wasn't important to me. I didn't care about those things. I wanted to be fucked up.
Yeah.
And then
that's just how it's always been for me. I don't know why. I'm comfortable that way.
And then, like you said, I got my family. You know, we trauma. Know that. So
yeah,
past trauma.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're traumatized. Huh?
It is.
Yeah.
That's a whole other fucking show.
100%.
We don't want a Debbie Downer. Yeah, don't kill the legacy. Yeah.
Everybody would have to go take a piss at that point.
Take a break.
This motherfucker's over here talking about dead people on the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you were talking about that, I thought you were talking about the road rage thing. Did y'all hear about that?
No, tell us. Let go. Tell us about that one. There you go.
So I guess these guys got into it. One of them was 70 years old. They both ended up out of the car, and the fucking other guy got back in his car and ran over the 70-year-old dude.
See?
I don't know if he's alive. He was alive for, like, he was in, like, intensive care and shit.
See, and if people watch my second episode, I told people don't play with other people, but... They don't want to listen. I'm telling you.
Was that the second episode?
I think it was.
It's crazy because I went to high school at El Dorado.
Okay.
El Dorado High School right down the street.
Okay.
And
this is your hood right here.
Yeah, this is my hood
your
right
home.
Here. Shit, East Side.
Sweet.
Hey, shout out to the East Side.
I love it. It's my home now, too.
Hell yeah. Right, there you go.
But,
Bless you.
Ooh, sorry.
Ooh, wee.
That's okay. That's that good weed, see?
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, we'll get you.
We'll hotbox the fuck out this room, too.
But we had a teacher. He wasn't my teacher, but we had a teacher that went to El Dorado down the street here. And there were some high school kids that were speeding the same way. Ran his ass over.
God. See, yeah. That's why I don't speed.
Ran his ass over. No, you got to watch right out here, around right this on motherfucker.
Like Owens and Mount Hood or some shit.
Oh, that's right, like, down right the
around here.
That's right down the street.
It's crazy, another moral, man, of the story. Don't speed and don't mess with road rage. I'm telling you, if you... Like I was telling, my lady, just leave people. Like if you do spin out the finger, just ignore it and leave it alone. Don't keep going. If they keep fucking with you, just leave. Don't antagonize it.
Right,
just drop it. Be the bigger man. Judge Judy always says, walk away. So you know, if you don't want to end up on Judge Judy, I'm always promise you walk away.
Are you gonna end up on Judge Judy one day?
I hope not, because I always walk away. Fuck,
I had a friend of mine from Austin that ended up on Judge Judy one time. Serious.
Oh yeah,
there's a punk rock band.
What?
Somebody they sued some fucking club because they didn't pay him or some
just
shit.
So you guys know, I love Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, you like Judge Judy?
I love her.
Why am I not surprised by this? You'd fuck her, wouldn't you? Don't lie. Tell the truth.
I would, all day.
Oh, bro.
My taquitas.
Work that old ass.
I need me a sugar mama. Hey, any
she's
sugar mama's
all money. Right, yeah. Hey, yeah. You go get that money, my boy. Yeah,
we're getting this money either way. Podcast working. We're getting this money either way. Believe me.
This motherfucker, he got it worked out in his mind.
That's hilarious.
Judge Judy, hey, baby girl, I'm out here.
So you know you retire, you come get me. Don't trip. I'll hook you up.
Hey, but to the same thing that you were saying.
Damn.
It's hard, bro. It's hard with all this fucking... When people don't know how to fucking drive, and you pull up next to them, bro, and you... Bro, it's
you
hard. Especially being
everywhere.
Especially being a male, everywhere. like
I don't know, bro. The whole thing, my whole thing was just...
I know
just,
it's tough.
It is tough.
It's
just tough. Like, you got to walk away. It is what it is. Because now you don't want to end up in another statistics. You know what I mean?
I got to fucking chill on that, too. That's where I just get to a point where it's just like, you know what? It's not even worth it anyway.
Yeah, no, we're not worth it. Just drive it's away. Not always worth it. That's everybody. Not
I
worth
just
it,
want
man.
To try to either let them get ahead of me or get the fuck behind me. Whatever. Just... I just want to get out of the fucking way and go on whatever I'm going.
Yep, exactly.
I don't want to have to fucking take the time to argue about it. I got time to argue about shit. You know what I mean?
Best thing is to laugh it off. That's what I've done. I mean, that's my secret to everybody. When they do something, you curve you off, laugh it off, maybe let them go, and then driving in, maybe spark up a little joint or hit a little pin and fuck it, laugh it off and go.
Because
it is
Billy.
What it is, but you're alive. What did Pop's dad say on Friday? It is, you know, you got these two,
live
but you're
live to fight another day.
There you go, homie. Yeah. Live to fight another day. Not the end of the day.
Pops.
That's what it is. Pops. Rest in peace. So that fool was tight. You know
back
what I mean?
Around but, to me again too.
What? Don't pass it to that fool. Go pass it to him.
Hey, but do you think that mentality comes because you're now older? Because when you're younger, you kind of looking for that fight. I'm just at the brink of the age where I like, man, I got to start thinking about shit. Like I got more to lose now.
Okay, I agree with you.
But when you're younger, you don't give a fuck.
People used to not pull guns.
Well,
Everybody was always pulling guns where I came from.
But that doesn't make no sense because the story you just said was, tell them the story you just said with the two old men. Two senior citizens. The one you just said about.
He was 70 years old.
And what was the other guys?
I don't know. I didn't catch that. I was impressed at the fact that he was fucking spirited for 70 years old.
See, so a 72-year-old guy and another like 72-year-old guy already fucking fighting over road rage. See, they're already two grandpa. Leave that shit alone. Yeah. You got to learn when to walk away.
It can happen to anybody. You
that's
know?
Like
it's a pride thing.
That's like there was another one.
It's a pride thing.
Straight up.
You know, I just feel like when you get to a certain age, you can't do stupid shit
anymore.
Pride's
like vanity.
You can't steal. You can't do stupid shit when you get to a certain age. You can't do certain shit, you know?
Can't get away with it no more?
No more. You can't get it. Exactly. No more when we
did you get caught one time?
Remember when you used to do Denny runs? No more Denny runs. No more Denny runs. See, all you people, no more Denny runs. When you hit 38 and 40, you can't do no more Denny runs.
Because you might fucking slip your hip out there in the parking lot,
goddammit. I'm telling you, you better pay or you look like a loser. You better pay. I'm telling you, no more Denny runs, okay?
That's
at 38 and up,
funny.
You got to stop that shit.
You can't be fucking out there doing the Denny runs.
Not no more. Not that grown ass
motherfucker. Did y'all hear about that fucking one? The waitress chased them out of the fucking restaurant, and they grabbed the bitch and threw her in the car and beat the fuck out of her and dumped her off on a highway.
No way.
And I was like, that's fucked up. And then when I saw her running out on the video, like they were going out to the car and she's all running out chasing after him. What the fuck are you doing out running out there? What are you going to do when you get out there chasing somebody in the parking lot? You know what I mean?
Hey, the one I'm talking about is even funnier. It was like five girls. They went in, did that shit. They looked all nice, older, did all. That's what I'm saying. They were like older women.
Those
did
cougars?
It. Yeah, did it. Ran out, but they forgot their purses. They had to go back.
Oh,
everybody at the store
God
was laughing at them, calling them losers, all that. See what I mean?
God damn.
You're going to do something like and leave all your shit back
idiot
there and have to go back
and get it in pay. See what I mean? You look, and then you look like a dumbass at the fucking. Yep. You're already like 40 and up. That's come right. on, man. You look like a loser, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Unless you can pay the crime, then don't do the time, right?
Yeah.